Howdy, my name is Martin Costa. I'm a graduate student working under Dr. Haig and Dr. Deaver in Texas A&M University. I'm from Argentina, that's where my accent is from. And today we are going to be talking about breeding cotton for organic production. So here is the agenda. We will start with a brief context about the conventional organic production around the world. We're going to move on to our objectives, materials and methods, and the approach we use to work with this experiment, the results and the conclusion. So around the world, there's a production that rounds the 121 million bales. Most of it comes from India and China. What about the US is the third producer and the first or largest exporter, and on the other hand, China is the greatest importer. So now, what's interesting is that from those 121 million bales we mentioned, just 0.7 are organic cotton. And back again, China and India are the main players in this production. The US doesn't produce that much, it's 3% out of that 0.7, but the High Plains of Texas play a very important and crucial role here. So here, I don't know if you all like wine or not, but Malbec is to Argentina what cotton is for the High Plains. It's very important. And why is this? It's because nowadays, we don't have an approved defoliant, so the freeze we have at least early November in the High Plains is very important to defoliate the crop. And also, we have a semi-arid climate and winter temperatures that helps with the insect populations and the weed control. Our objectives. So the first one was to develop organic lines based on the okra trait, and also we work with repellent plants to see its effect indirectly on yield. For the variety development, we work with 16 strains. One of them was a Czech that was tampered 73. We had in college station, we had three different performance trials, the no nitrogen and no irrigation, the no nitrogen with irrigation, the nitrogen with irrigation, and the full means that every time the crop needed water, we irrigated. And in chili coffee, we just had the nitrogen with irrigation. For the repellent test, we had that test in college station, a split plot design. We worked with oregano marigolds, and we interplanted the plants every 2 meters, that in the conversion to feed is 8. And we work with 3 different varieties. So here what we did is we ran the analysis, we test for homogeneity, normality, and we did the combining analysis. What we found is that there was a significant strain per location in interaction. That's why, and that means that not all the varieties or strains perform constantly along the locations. Here, what we did is we compared the performance trial in chili coffee to the one in College Station, and again, there was a significant strain per location, meaning that both places we won't treat the same as a whole. Now, given the results, we did an analysis of variance for each location. We found significant differences in the strains. And now, that is supposed to be in color. I don't know if you tell that. We chose the 4 best varieties, the worst 3 ones, and the Czech, and we compare them based on the yield. the same varieties. We analyze the quality of each strain. And here, now in the repellent test, so as you can tell, we found what we expected, that the repellent plants are significant in the production, but not what we imagined. So if you can tell, the controls had a better yield than the Oregano and Marigold ranges. Conclusions: at college station, irrigation improved yield. Nitrogen fertilizer had differential effects on individual strains. Significant interactions for lean yield for the trial location. And we found some differences in water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. And for the future, we are going to pick the best varieties, and we are going to replicate that the upcoming season. The repellent plants didn't work. We think it was because there was not much pest in the year, or maybe that the oregano and the marigold acted as weeds. And having said that, I want to thank the support of Texas A&M AgriLife, Texas Organic Cotton Marketing Cooperative, and the USDA.